Connecticut Democratic Governor Dana Malloy and state legislative leaders continue their search for a state budget this week. Malloy said he'll veto the Republican budget that passed the state General Assembly. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Malloy said he'll veto the GOP budget because it raises taxes, defunds pensions, and takes away money from struggling school districts. But after meeting with Republican leaders last Friday, the governor said he's prepared to make some compromises.
There are things in the Republican budget that I could absolutely support. Some of the assistance for local government, for instance. On the other hand, violating tax laws I can't agree with. Violating labor laws I can't agree with. Kneecapping UConn I can't agree with.
GOP leaders, including Senate Republican President Len Fasano of North Haven, said their budget should be the framework for a deal.
Our budget is the best place to start because it's the only document that passed. There was some pushback, as you can expect, but we'll compare the two and see where we go.
Malloy and the legislative leaders are scheduled to meet again on Tuesday. In the meantime, by the end of the week, Connecticut's budget will be 3 months late. Malloy, who's been in charge of state spending under his limited executive authority, has proposed drastic cuts to state aid to cities and towns if there's no budget by October 1st. A state deal with hospitals would also be jeopardized by the end of the month. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.